I'm Bryn Williams from Canada. We're called to Wales by God, and over time we ended up at Fall de Brennan, where we have been volunteers for 3 months, and we've been praying and working in the gardens and participating in the chapel, House of Prayer.
Oh, and I'm Sylvia, his wife.
You seem to be pretty happy about that.
Yes, I
am. Oh, so we're going to tell Dick about what happened last Wednesday, July 30th. And just prior to the 5:30 chapel service, a couple of people came in, obviously intercessors, very concerned for a blind woman who was at Fall de Brennan, and they asked that we might open a period of time in the service to pray for her. And we expressed our concerns that we didn't want her to be centered out in any way. So I went away and thought about it and said that during the point in the service, I would call for prayer since I myself needed prayer for my back. And at that time, I invited people to stand up if they needed prayer and those around them to pray for them. I went for prayer. As the prayer closed, I noticed that pretty much the only person left was the blind woman, Kelly, is her name. And she was weeping.
I'm going to intercede here. Yeah, no, but I'm going to start here. Because, sorry. Because this is...
Everybody's too excited.
Yeah, this is too exciting. What happened, he called for prayer, and I was expecting her to stand up and for prayer, and she didn't. She was sitting beside me. So I went across and I prayed for someone else. And when I turned back, she was down on the floor, and I went over and I knelt with her. Now you can go in there.
Well, all I was saying is this: when I was done with prayer, it was only her on the floor.
Yes.
And at this point, I thought, what have I done? Exactly what I didn't want to happen has happened. We're all sitting down and this woman is weeping on the floor. At that point, the healing began to take place.
Yeah. Well, several of us had prayed for her before he saw this, and we had hands on her, and I had seen a vision of Jesus on top of her and his raiment of light coming down, and as her face turned up to him, it was penetrating her whole face and her eyes. And I told her this. And so, but she still was crying, and that's when Bryn saw the tears, and it was hard for him. And she sat down, she finally got back up in her chair and sat down, and she turned her face up to heaven, and she's going, "It hurts, it hurts." And so I put my hands over her eyes, and I prayed that the pain would be taken away, and I removed them. Mm-hmm. And when I removed them, she leaned over and she said, "I like his shirt." And I just got up and started rejoicing, jumping up and down like a crazy person because I was so excited.
I knew something had happened, but I didn't know she had been totally healed. So I closed the service, but because something had happened, I was quite emotional, and I went down to the high cross, and not knowing she's completely healed. And,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Wept like a baby.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
So you call, tell her about the next day when you call her and she can come out.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, well, oh yeah.
And her
the next day she was in the in the craft room at Folger Brennan, looking out at the scenery, because she could see it. And she just couldn't get enough of it. And whenever anybody talked to her, her eyes were darting all over, just trying to take in everything. And I'm sure they were very tired, because they hadn't been exercised. I don't know, though. I'm just guessing at that. But when she saw me, she recognized me from the night before, and I was just in the door, and she was down by the window. So she did recognize me.